This
is not so long, but that time.
On the impossibility of an avant-garde. Dejan Sujuk.
And I was also very struck, I suppose, by at that moment, you know, when I did it in 2002, there had never been more work for architects. There was no one who couldn't build if they wanted to, so there was no avant-garde and there was no other architecture. What, you know, the future was what was being built, so it seemed futile to invite very busy architects to make installations with limited budgets to try and talk about their work, because they weren't going to do anything of any interest by comparison with the amount of effort that had gone into actual projects.
Massimiliano Fuchsas.
I feel that that there is not a community of artists like was in the between the 19th century and the 20th century. I feel that is there is a reason. There are no more avant-garde. It's more formalism. And this Biennale was successful, it was unsuccessful in the same moment, because it was successful because it was something new, but it was unsuccessful because finally was no the winning system. The system was another one. The system was the system of
the star
system, everything good. I am part of it. I cannot say anything against.
Yeah.
10 years of a star system. We have no more avant-garde, I discovered, during the Biennale.
Yeah.
I think for this reason, you can build in real time everything you want. When you build 1 million square meters in 26 months with the same budget in one city, or you do airport 2 kilometers, 1.4 billions of euro, you built so fast that the book cannot bring inside because it's much more of, it's very late. Then you cannot have avant-garde, because every idea, every utopia you can build in 20 minutes. What is utopia? What is avant-garde? I can have three offices. We have a fantastic house in Place des Vosges. You can have what you want. You can fly to overall in the world. Then you have no more avant-garde. You have only buildings, city, town, everything. They build, the painting are done, the artists, they sell 1 billion. And then this Biennale was the last temptation for an avant-garde. And they say to Zevi, that he said, please do a manifesto. I said, no, I don't do it.